Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about self-reseeding potential for annual clovers. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, why are annual clovers important to winter grazing in Mississippi?
Amy, annual clovers such as arrowleaf clover, crimson ball clover, and bursine are cool season legumes widely used in adapting in Mississippi. They improve forage growth distribution, increase forage yield and quality, while reducing nitrogen fertilizer needs. Clovers also aid in extending the growing season, thus reducing the cost of winter supplementation. They are generally very digestible and contain high levels of crude protein, which lead to increased animal performance and profitability.
Now, what's a disadvantage for producers who want to maintain annual clovers for several years?
Growing clovers with pasture grasses greatly enhances cost effectiveness in forage livestock production, but in some instances are considered undependable in their ability to reseed. The dependence of natural reseeding might not be the most practical approach because of the increased risk of establishing failure. To establish adequate stand, relying on natural reseeding depends on favorable environmental conditions, along with grazing management practice in late spring to enhance clover seed production. Most clovers that have reseeding potential will also produce a large percentage of hard seeds.
And there's also something called hard seed. Tell me, what is a hard seed?
A hard seed is a seed that does not swell or germinate within the established period of viability. A hard seed has a tough, impermeable coat that don't allow water or air to reach the embryo, which delays germination for longer periods of time. Hard seed may survive passage through the digestive tract of animals and can remain viable in soil for more than 15 years. The quantity of hard seed depends on the condition that existed during the seed formation and maturation. For example, the amount of hard seed during drought condition can increase by 40 to 60%. If we look at some of the clovers that we have in Mississippi, for example, arrowleaf clover has a hard seed production that ranges from 75 to 90%. A ball clover hard seed content is about 60 to 80%, and it will produce some flowers even under close grazing conditions. On the other hand, bursine clover hard seed percentage is only about 10% with very low reseeding potential. And crimson clover has a seed percentage average about 35% after seed maturation, but decreased to 10% 90 days later.
What management strategies should be implemented to reseeding?
Grazing until early April often results in more seed production compared to no grazing at all. This is due to heavy, dense growth resulting in large plants, matted foliage, and reduced numbers of blooms. To allow adequate reseeding, remove livestock from the paddocks or reduce stocking rates in mid-April to early May, depending on the location in the state where the clovers start to flower or bloom. During the 4 to 7 week flowering period, seeds mature in the bottom of the seed heads first, and some mature seed should be present by early to mid-May in most locations.
So what about mixtures? What approach needs to be taken with clover mixtures?
Keep in mind that when having clover mixtures in the same pasture, flower production might be varied due to maturity rate of the species. It might be necessary to keep the animals off the pasture for a longer period of time. Difference in seed and flower production among species can range from 20 to 40%. Once the seed heads have matured, livestock could be returned to graze in those areas. Some clovers with low growth stature can tolerate close continuous grazing, such as ball clover, and still have optimum seed production, resulting in greater opportunity to reseed in pasture than clover species with more upright growth.
And where can we go for more information about self-reseeding potential for annual clovers?
They can visit the MSU CARES website and refer to the January 2013 newsletter.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.